Lecture 22, The Fronde.
In the last lecture, we saw how the French monarchy embarked on two rather closely related projects during the early 17th century, and especially in the years after about 1620. The first of these projects was a rapid, and quite frankly frequently brutal, extension of royal power, a project which we've seen in law, which we've seen in the army, and in provincial administration as well. The second project, and this was the project on which all the other projects of increased power were predicated, was a massive increase, a truly massive increase, in revenue collection by the French crown. Direct taxes in France rose from something like £10 million in the year 1610, the year of the accession of Louis XIII, to fully £36 million in the year 1635, when France formally entered the Thirty Years' War, to as high as roughly £73 million in the year 1643, year in which Louis XIII died. Moreover, in addition to direct taxation, income from other, what we might want to call financial expedients, that is to say borrowing, extraordinary taxes, and especially the sale of offices, also increased. Indeed, by the 1630s, sales of offices made up fully 25% of all of the revenues of the French crown. Now, not surprisingly, this twin project, that is to say more power and more taxes, provoked really widespread discontent throughout France, and indeed for almost 20 years, between roughly the mid-1630s and the mid-1650s, almost every single element in French society, from the grandees and the provincial nobles at the top, to the parlementaires in the various law courts and the urban patricians in the middle, to the common artisans, the day laborers, and indeed even the peasants on the bottom. Almost all of these elements showed a real willingness, indeed, to resist royal pressure and intimidation with violence if need be. Now, on one level, it seems to me these conflicts probably seem completely predictable and in that sense rather uninteresting. After all, the so-called 20 Years' Crisis, as the historian James Collins has called it, coincides pretty neatly with the period of open war with the Habsburgs. French intervention in Germany during the 30 Years' War began in 1635, and the war with Spain itself continued until about 1659, although it began winding down after the mid-1650s. So this generation is a generation of intense warfare. More war leads to more taxes, and that leads to increased social tensions. In addition, this roughly 20-year period also straddles another royal minority, which was traditionally an occasion for the weakness of the crown, because when Louis XIII died in the year 1643, his heir, Louis XIV, was only 5 years old, and Louis XIV would not be formally crowned as an adult king until the year 1654. There's thus a sense, it seems to me, in which the conflicts of this 20 years crisis seem completely natural or unremarkable. There's a sense in which the crown squeezes society, which is the goose, to get more golden eggs, and as the crown keeps squeezing the goose squawks. But if I can pursue this goose metaphor a little further, and it seems not entirely inappropriate in the land that gave us pâté de foie gras, not all squawking is really the same. All squawking is not equally dangerous, at least from the crown's point of view, and moreover, the different squawkers in French society are going to seek different kinds of remedies for their grievances. What this means, therefore, is that if we carefully analyze these conflicts in France between the middle of the 1630s and the middle of the 1650s, and in particular if we look to see how closely they resemble or actually differ from the earlier conflicts of the later 16th century, this will tell us an awful lot about, first of all, what was actually at stake, and second of all, how the fault lines and the power constellations in French society were arranged at this time and how much they had shifted since the later 16th century. Finally, it seems to me, a careful analysis of all of these conflicts is going to allow us to identify something really crucial, and that is to say the fundamental nature and the fundamental purpose of that absolutist state, Bourbon France. Now, conflicts between the state or the monarchy and society in mid-17th century France can helpfully be divided into two broad categories. The first category we might want to call unrest or resistance or agitation by people who did not count. That is to say, peasants, the common people, the mass of the population. And rebellion by peasants is actually a subject I'm going to take up in more detail in the next lecture.